to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, the giraffe player, and also the zoo tamer. All right, yeah, yeah, yeah. We taming animals around here now. All right, and I got my main man. God.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Nate, on the mic, and welcome back to the Short Story Long podcast. Now, today, we have a special guest co-host. Yes, we trying something new. Uh-huh. Could you introduce yourself to the Short Story Long family?
Hi, guys. So my name is Ty. That's all you need to know.
What the fuck?
I'm going to be here. Hi. You going to learn.
Y'all going to get to know her.
Tell them where they can follow you at.
Oh, y'all can follow me on the gram. It's a Ty with six Y's and an F. That's me.
But boom, we're going to get right into the first topic. So I thought this was hilarious. Woman gets fired from her food delivery job over stealing customers' food. Now, normally this wouldn't be like funny enough to be like the first topic. But it's the way she got fired that I thought was hilarious. So she goes by CD Girl on TikTok.
CED girl.
Either way, we know what it means. City girls up 1,000 points.
Like CD girl.
City girls up.
But so, in the case of people getting fired from DoorDash and stuff like that, usually they get called where there's like the customer saying that the food is missing, a bunch of infractions or whatever. Maybe sometimes customers even see them eating the food in the car. Sometimes
crazy.
They
like, wow.
I've seen this just on TikTok too.
Why yo?
Damn,
it's ruthless. It's ruthless out here. It's ruthless, bro.
Now, but in this case though, this woman got caught, quote unquote caught, because she filmed herself eating people's food on TikTok. Now she would dead ass be like, okay, episode 2, we eating somebody else's food. We got Wendy's for breakfast. Like she would blatantly
She going out her way.
Now, like knowing TikTok though, I do have to ask this question just to like, you know, ground this in reality. Do y'all think that this is like a publicity stunt or like do y'all think it's a real thing?
She trying to go viral. What you mean? The easiest way to go viral is to eat some people's food that's not yours. I think she just want to go viral. That's it. It's so easy to go viral on TikTok now if you have something that's like really funny or you doing some outrageous shit
or controversial.
You know what I mean? People want to see that. Right. So yeah. She's smart. And that tactic where she's like, oh, I just found something that people are going to lock in on. She's smart on that. I'll give you that.
You're right. That is a good marketing play. But does she do music or something? Like, what's that? That's it?
She's just a mom on TikTok.
Oh, wait, she's a mom?
Yeah. Oh, so basically.
She got kids?
She literally has her kids like in the background of the videos as she's eating other people's food. And they like ask her for some. And she's like, man, go.
Ma'am, you didn't add that part in there. Hold on, not the kids that's in the car. Nah, she's wilding.
So basically, she's raising them baby kids, showing them how not to have home training. All right, that's basically what you're telling. All right, cool. You stupid bitch. What is wrong
okay,
with you?
Okay, but listen. So, okay, for real, because I do Uber deliveries or whatever. I'm not even going to lie. The only time I have ever done that is when... Okay, first of all, if you order food and you live in an apartment complex, bitch, why is the code not in the shit? You know
Facts.
What I mean? Give me the goddamn code. Don't play with me. Don't waste my time. I don't have time to be out here waiting.
Oh, I felt that in my
soul. I called her three times, texted her, did everything. I sat there. You know what I did? I called that Uber support. Yeah, because you're going to get me out of this Uber support, and it's going to count for some money around here.
Facts.
And crazy enough, the bitch tried to call me after, talking about, where are you at with my food? Click.
It's my food.
Click.
Man.
And that food was good. I'm not even going to hold you. That food was hit. eaten. And I think it was because I knew I took that food from her.
I ain't even gonna lie. I done ate people food for less. But, but the difference is, I'm not out here recording myself. Yeah. Fucking eating people food.
Yeah, I'm not doing all
and
that.
And also don't currently work for DoorDash.
Listen, I'm covered. Uber support cleared me, so that's why I ate her food. Don't play with me. No, but she's crazy. She's wild. They're gonna ban her regardless.
No, so yeah, that's how this story ends. Though she got banned from DoorDash and TikTok. You can't find CD girl.
Banned from TikTok too.
Yeah, you can't find CD girl anywhere.
Let me see. And that's what your dumbass did. Stop fucking with people's food. Alright, you learned your lesson. Guess what? Now you're banned twice. Now figure it out.
Double ban, bitch. Moving on to the next topic. Young Thug update. So this is just a short. Free that boy. So, I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, movement in the case. They was talking about how this is going to be the longest trial in, like, Georgia history or something like that. But the jury is set to be finally seated this week. So I know, like, the whole update for these past, like, what, 6 to 8 months has been finding jurors to be on this trial.
This has been a mind-numbing process.
They've got thousands of jurors to, like...
You know what gets me? Just a side note on this. Mm-hmm. There's motherfuckers out here that are killing folks. Like, really killing folks. You got all these other things out in the world, and you worried about Young Thug.
Well, Young Thug was like...
Did you not read the actual documentation?
No, but I'm saying, like, you got real life, like, serial killers, all these things. Like, you have, like, all these other worst things to me. That's what it's saying. And you coming after this man.
Well, shit.
Nigga, this is a RICO. What are you talking about? This could go federal.
And to be fair, nigga...
I understand that. No, I understand that.
People
but
have lost their lives. That's why it's so...
How many people?
Well, it's high profile more so than
anything. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so high profile that it's just kind of like, okay, this is boring now. Like, y'all are dragging this out. Bro, like, you got construction on a damn highway that y'all not finishing.
Facts.
Y'all got holes. Y'all got 400? 400 is still not done. It will never be done. In this lifetime, it will never be done. Okay? That's what I'm saying. There's so many more important things. I get it. It's a RICO charge. I'm not saying that's not important.
Yeah, but they spend a hella tax dollars to pay out potential jurors to come get interviewed to be a juror and shit. Like, yeah. The juror's going to be seated this week, so that's some good news. The case finally gets to move forward and we get to get more news on that. But anywho.
And he getting thick, y'all. Y'all saw that picture? That man is thick.
I still haven't seen the picture. I looked on.
Okay, they need to look at the picture. That man is
getting swole
thick.
Or he getting...
Nah, he getting thick.
Oh, damn.
That man's face got big.
He turned a heavyweight thug.
I'm like, bro, how the fuck?
He eating them chips.
He has like a whole spread.
Bro, they said he eating them chips. He got them chips in his hand every night.
Thug. You know
I said these comments are crazy. Yeah,
true. Speaking of music picks of the week, ladies. Oh, I just spit. Ladies and gentlemen. So who wants to go first?
I was about to say, I'll go first. You
so
want me
whoever
to go first?
Oh,
thank you.
Whoever
yeah,
goes first
manners.
Sets the tone of
have
what
some
we're doing
manners.
First.
Okay, so you said the oldies first, right?
You can go whatever one you go.
Okay,
with,
so I'm going to do the oldies first. I already have an oldies playlist, so this is easy as hell for me. But I heard this song the other day, and it just, I don't know, it felt the vibes that I was needing at the moment. So I just play it?
No.
Nah.
You tell them. Oh, okay. So it's Backstabbers by the OJs.
Okay.
It was a solid one for me. The next one, I just added this to my playlist because I heard it on a commercial. And it's always surprising to me because back then, these white men were sounding like black men. And we love that. So this one is Holding Back the Years by Simply Red.
I'm not familiar with that one.
So, it just reminds me.
Actually, hold up. It's supposed to be one, and then me, and then him.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm my bad, goddamn, because I didn't even realize.
Threw my two out there real quick.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that we was on the second one.
You never heard that song?
The second one? No, I never heard that one.
I'm not gonna sing that because y'all don't need to hear me sing that.
We be doing it all the time.
Oh, you be doing it?
Yeah,
it's on me or you.
I thought you were still looking. That's
No, I got one.
So my pick would be Epiphany by Chrisette Michelle. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it either.
I think I'm about to over being your girlfriend. Oh, I'm leaving.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, top tier. Yes, yeah.
So this, I probably could have did better just hearing y'all first picks. I'm not gonna lie. I hate that I'm last because now I'm like, damn. Yeah. But I'm gonna go with Grammy Award winning Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Ain't no sunshine.
Man.
That's a good one though.
I was just watching Bernie Mac. It's just like I just felt like a lot of pressure on me, you know. But I was just watching Bernie Mac, and it was the episode where they went to Chicago and like Nessa found out that like her mom was like,
yeah.
But that song hit so hard in that episode. Yes. So for that reason, I had to put that as my first nostalgic pick for sure. Oh,
that makes sense.
Thank you for that.
Not you saying ooh. Also, I will sing my second one for you. The whole it goes holding back the years. You never heard it? Oh my god, how you guys not know it?
See, that's the tough part about singing it too, is that like you could sing it and we just like nah. Don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all finna make me play it.
Okay, for my second pick, I'm going with Nina Simone, Strange Fruit. So
wait, hum it for me.
That's all you got for me.
That's such a voice that it's like to it's try hard. To like yeah, yeah to try to replicate that is crazy. But the song was actually a poem written by a teacher in 1937. Ooh. It was actually covered by a lot of different artists like Billie Holiday and whatnot. It's actually banned on the radio because they didn't want to offend white people because the song is based around the lynching of black people, and Strange Fruits is actually a metaphor for the black victims. So it actually got banned from radio.
That's a good pick.
So yeah.
What you got?
Hey, fuck you.
Not you.
Now you all the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just need to find the artist, all right?
That's it. You don't remember?
Are we considering 2013 nostalgia? Or?
Absolutely not. That's
technically
10
years.
No.
Damn, bro.
I'm not.
You don't have to.
It need to be before 2000.
Why I gotta be before 2000?
Like this is her first time here. New co-host, yeah, and I already have my picks ready to go. That's crazy. I'm on my shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
You tweaking, shawty?
It's supposed to be a safe space.
It is.
You don't feel like it.
All right. So my third pick is Gypsy Woman. Second. My bad. My second pick for nostalgic is Gypsy Woman. I cannot remember the exact artist, but the reason why this song resonates with me so hard, this was when Omar was sitting in the car smoking with his military, you know, person and shit. They were basically like gearing up to go like rob like some drug dealers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait. No, it wasn't to go rob some drug dealers. They were going to get their get back because they killed Omar's gay boyfriend. Yes.
So you know it was like, yes.
She was a gypsy woman. Gypsy woman. Like, bro, what, bro? It hits.
We about to go get back.
Yes, and then we. Yeah, this nigga smoking. Da da da. She danced around in a guitar melody. Yeah, just loading up the yes. Damn.
He was ready.
Yes. Bruh, the song hard as fuck. All right, hard.
All right, moving on to our modern picks. I'm gonna go first because I don't want the pressure.
Yeah, he said I'm not. You're not gonna catch me lacking.
I'm beating him with that one. Yeah, okay. And I'm gonna throw y'all off too.
Oh Lord.
So honorable mention, I'm going to go with Lord Royals. This is 2013. So
yes.
But yo, she was so fired.
She was in her bag.
I'm like, damn, where'd she go? Like,
she was in her bag so crazy.
Once they revealed Stan Martin.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am Lord.
That's when she went missing.
But I was like randomly thinking about this song. I'm like, damn, where did she go? Because it seemed like at this point in time, she's going to be the new, I don't know, like Taylor Swift or whatever. Like the new sensation, I mean.
Damn, she did drop off the face of the earth.
I thought so. Honestly, I thought she was going.
She did drop off the face of the earth, though. She said, "Let me drop some music and I'm gone."
Yeah, and just disappeared.
But I think isn't she a UK artist?
New Zealand.
Yeah.
So she probably low key popping over there, and we just don't know it.
But my first pick for modern, I See You, Coco Jones.
Wow.
I didn't pick my actual song. I did my.
Oh, what was your actual song?
Ultralight Beam by Kanye West.
Okay.
My number one pick is Kanye West, Ultralight Beam. It's been a good game. my actual pick is Ultralight Beam by Kanye West with Chance the Rapper, Kirk Franklin, Kelly Price.
Man, that shit was so hard.
And
that
The Dream.
That was good.
The Dream was on there too.
What?
Yeah. I actually didn't know that until I listened to it again when I was making.
Yeah,
these
dude,
picks.
He was on so much shit. People don't even peep how much stuff he was on.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
It's because he beat his girlfriend. That's why.
Damn, we didn't even have to go there. God damn.
I'm just saying. That's what niggas be saying. That's what the street saying.
I See You by Coco Jones. That's gonna be my first pick.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Okay, don't ruin it now.
It's better than any man ever been.
Oh yes, Coco. Shout out to you,
just,
girl.
Just, I don't need no man touching me.
I do.
Okay. Of course you do.
I do. All
right, we're not gonna do that. All right. Shall I get my?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, low-key, I have an honorable mention, because now that you did that...
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
I got to bring it. So, mine is Drake, Jaded, because that song... Oh, that song just... He was really speaking when he made that song. Let me just go ahead and say that. That was 2018.
Do your homework on that.
He was in his bag.
Because it hit different.
It no.
Is that 2018?
Yeah, it was 2018 when he dropped the album because it was Scorpion.
Ah, okay.
And Jaded was one of the top songs, and some of just the this man is so just lyrically good at the shit that he do. It's crazy. Even now,
okay. Can you please get this nigga nuts out your mouth? Like,
are you
damn,
mad?
Cause you
mad?
You gargling him hard.
I will.
Like hard.
I'll stick the whole thing, like, babe. Come on.
Like spin cycling no this reflex. Bitch.
Make sure you add that in there.
Aight.
He was just really good. Honorable mention. Okay, actually, the real pick that I have is On My Mama by Victoria Monet. I just, like I said, I'm a girl's girl. She's really doing it. I really like her. And she really did that. And I think it was the VMAs. Because y'all should have had that. You should have had that girl on there. Y'all should have did that. Okay. But she killed it on Jimmy Fallon.
She really did, though.
It was good.
I seen the music video though. The music video was fire.
It's crazy. Yeah. And that dance, so good. It was by, I forgot his name, but he did that too.
So, my honorable mention.
We all over the place, by
the way. Yeah, sorry, y'all. My honorable mention is going to be a Testimony by NBA Youngboy. I like that shit. I don't care what nobody say. All right. It was basically when he was responding to Trap Lord Ross, making the whole documentary.
Oh, yeah. So it was a diss track?
Yeah. It was really just one part that I actually fuck with. Yeah, so, yeah. That's why it's an honorable mention, yeah. But I do fuck with my boy Youngboy, though. Or, you know, if I could, you know what? Let me replace that. Dropout.
You already put it on there.
Nah, it don't matter. Shut up. All right, anyway. And my last pick will be...
How many? Why you got so many picks?
Because I got so many picks, nigga. All right, y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
I ain't even got much to say on this last one. Both of my picks, well, my honorable mention and my second pick, is more so like, damn, what happened to these niggas? But my second pick is Woodlawn by Aminé, whatever fuck, however fuck you pronounce that. That is definitely not how you pronounce it.
That sounds like a lot. It sounds like too many syllables.
No way. That is not. Aminé? No. No, that's not it. But, yeah, it came from, you should never did that, but at least it came from the Limbo album. Fire song. The whole album was fire. He kind of just dropped it in the worst time possible when COVID was happening and shit. And nobody even knew he dropped. So,
and it was actually a good album.
Yeah, but niggas is dying by the millions, so it wasn't nobody gave a fuck about an Aminé and Smoke Perp album. So that's the truth though. Like, who the fuck giving a fuck about your album, dog? Niggas dying out here. Like, the fuck. But that's my second pick, though. Yeah,
I'm dead.
It really was. So
oh my god, niggas should have just waited.
He wasn't aware at all. No situational awareness. They should have just waited
to the camera with the antidote. They should have went to Travis Scott. The antidote. They said he got it. All right. Wait, you already did yours.
Well, I did an audible mention and then I did a pick. So I do another one.
Yeah, you get one more pick.
Okay, cool. So then I'm already ready to go.
You look like that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Calm down. I'm an R&B girly. So my next one is Session 32 by Summer Walker.
Okay.
And
most toxic of them all.
I was going through a breakup, so I don't even care. This song was good to me. And I know a lot of people will feel that. And she was crying when she performed it. So that's how you really know. It really was.
Wasn't that about Party Next Door?
No. I think this one was about London on the track. I think.
Damn.
It's a theory. Damn. It's either London on the track or it's the other nigga.
Fuck that song. I'm just being an asshole.
You're a hater on all my music.
No,
I didn't hate on your music. I gave you claps.
It's not the music. It's not the music.
It's my reasoning?
No. It's literally because Summer Walker came to fucking Dragon Con, all right? And I wasn't able to see her. I'm pissed off.
Summer Walker,
if you ever see this and you're at a convention, I would love to meet you. I know you get that from like millions and hundreds of thousands of fuck people and shit like that. But I would really just appreciate if I see you. All right. I just need a picture. That's it. That's it. That's all I need. And my heart is content. That's it. Because your tattoos are fucking fire. All right.
I went on to take your titty out your mouth. You know what I mean?
Okay, so my second pick is gonna be.
Yet again, not prepared.
No. I was prepared. Let me build my suspense.
No, you won't let me have my shit. I'm not letting you have yours.
Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. Replaceable by K. Cartier. That's the same dude that dropped the I don't like no diss song. Wait, this ain't a diss song. Wait, no. I don't like no drill music. I don't like no TikToks. Play something to get me pissed off.
He definitely made a drill song.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just like. Yeah. He said, talking about some ghetto gospel. Nigga, turn that shit off. I'm like, bro, is he dissing Saucewalker? Because the birds will get on your ass, like, real quick. So don't do that. Like, niggas be ready for grease. See, y'all don't know nothing about that lingo. All right. Y'all like, of course at you all. Don't.
We going to be moving on, though. Next topic. How much do you know about this Keith Lee situation?
Okay, so I have followed Keith Lee from pretty much like the very beginning. Crazy shit, right? Because the Old Lady Gang already had a bad rep. I don't care what none of y'all say. They already had a bad rep before that man even stepped up in there, okay?
So for the people that don't know who Keith Lee is, he's a food reviewer on TikTok. He has millions of followers.
And he's actually a really humble dude. Like,
yeah.
He really not going at this trying to be spiteful. If you really watch his videos and you've been watching him, he means it with
All sincerity.
Like,
and he cool. makes disclaimers too. Like, yo, even though I had a, even when this situation mm-hmm. happened, he said,
made a whole
even
disclaimer.
Though I had a bad experience here, doesn't mean you will have a bad experience mm-hmm. here. So,
and he's very big on wanting to protect the businesses, even if it has a bad experience. He still wants you to go there and experience it for yourself. He's just giving you his opinion, mm-hmm. which I fuck with that. I think yeah. that's cool.
Let me clap it up for that man.
Yes, yeah, yes. You deserve your flowers, Keith Lee. You do. You a good dude.
We fuck with you, King.
And him and his wife are just beautiful. They have a beautiful family. They just had a baby, and they got a little baby girl. Well, a toddler, I guess. I don't know. Whatever she is. But they're a beautiful family.
So they basically was like on like a food review tour down here, it seems like. They went to a few different places. Mm-hmm. They went to, what was it called? The
Old Lady Gang.
Old Lady Gang.
They went to a Jamaican place. I can't remember what the Jamaican place was called.
I know
called.
They went to, was it Lil Baby's place?
Did they really? I didn't hear that one.
I know it was.
Yeah, the seafood spot, I think.
But I personally feel like all celebrity-owned places are low-key trash. Yeah. Like,
except for 2 Chainz.
Overrated.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, 2 Chainz, I feel like he really invested his stuff, yes. though. He not playing no games. He's really invested.
I ain't never had that.
Oh, but yeah.
What's it called?
It's
Escobar. Yeah. Escobar.
Oh, yeah. I ain't, mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
The vibe is crazy.
Oh, shit. I ain't know nothing about that. How long he been doing it?
It's been a good couple of years. Like, yeah, well over a couple of years.
So, yeah. He was on a food review tour, basically. And they went to a few places. But one of the main places that received the most controversy was a place called The Real Milk and Honey.
Oh, yeah. Because they were trying to do some backlash at him. Mm-hmm. From their own page, and I'm like,
yeah,
what? What?
So what the story goes, he goes in, well, no, not even backtrack.
They called. Yeah, they tried to call.
They said, oh, we don't do any online orders. You got to go to DoorDash.
Yep, and he went through DoorDash.
It said they was closed.
even though, so low-key, I feel like Uber Eats and DoorDash really be doing that. They be really doing that, but I'm gonna put you on. The restaurants are the ones who control that. Just so you guys know, it's not DoorDash. It's not Uber. The restaurants themselves have a thing that controls whether they take orders or not. Just put y'all on.
And online on Google, it says they closed at 5. They was on DoorDash at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought, okay, we already here. Let's just go and try to get our order taken. They turned them away saying that we about to do a deep cleaning. Quote unquote.
Bitch.
Mind you, Keith Lee does not go in places himself because people are quick to switch. And that's a key point because I think his like sister or wife or I don't know, they went in first,
yeah.
Told them no. He turned around, came back in, and they're like, oh.
Oh shit.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's Keith Lee. Hold on. We're gonna get you a table. And he's like,
yeah, so
nah, that's weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
When his family went in the first time, they saw other people getting their orders and stuff like that, too.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. That's what makes it even more weird that mm-hmm. they didn't service them.
Oh, y'all some hoes for real. Oh, y'all some hoes.
Now, shout out to Keith Lee, though, because even after that, he was like basically saying what I just said.
Yeah.
Even though I had a bad experience here, that don't mean y'all have a bad experience here. Don't go shitting on these people or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, yeah, I definitely respect
that. He's a cool
dude. I didn't follow Keith Lee before this, but I respect the way he handled this because I would have had some problems.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I would have some choice words.
Wait.
Call the ambulance, but not for me.
No, but he's real. Like, he's really cool. Like, if you watch his videos, he handles every situation of conflict the same way, like logically, like very much like, hey, like I'm gonna take my feelings out of this, and we gonna work this out. Like, he's
like a businessman.
No, for real, and he handles it with tact. That's what people are failing to understand is that he is calm. He has tact. He's not talking to you crazy. He's not cussing you out. Y'all in Atlanta got to get yourself together.
Cardi B weighs in on this situation. I want to hear y'all take on this. I'm pretty sure y'all been around to, you know, food spots and stuff like that and probably had different experiences. She says she feels like Atlanta restaurants don't like to make money. She said, I feel like they don't like people. They don't like their customers. They don't fucking like it. You could barely order in Atlanta restaurants. It gets to the point that I have to tell people to order food for me. Oh, can you just name drop my name? Because they don't do no pickup orders. They don't do no deliveries. They just don't do shit. So I want to know, how is y'all experiences?
Ready? You ready? No. Burr, 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 burr. Did I lie? No, she did not lie. She didn't lie. These people don't care about nothing in Atlanta. It's crazy how much they don't care in Atlanta. Even how low-key, even how they be treating us as, like I said, I be doing Uber. Even how they treat us when we coming in to get the food for the person who ordered it. They be talking to us crazy, treating you crazy. Like, nah, they not really on that stuff here. For real, for real.
One thing I definitely can't say. The service down here, it depends on where you go and you'll have good service. There are places where you have shitty service, but there is a lot of good food down here.
There is.
Like, there's a fuck ton of good food. Like, at all. Like, I gotta, like, give y'all props, all right? Because y'all putting in that work. But at the same time, yes. But I gotta be fair and also bring this in. Atlanta is a busy city. So,
that don't mean nothing.
Nigga, that's a lot of fucking traffic. That's a lot of orders. So you got to understand, like, okay, think about it like this. Yes, people can sharpen up on their service, but they can't control how many orders are coming in. So granted, that might leave everybody frantic. They might forget an order. Everybody's human at the end of the day.
This
you
still is true.
Have to understand that. Yes, you are getting paid for a job. And you are getting paid to do a good job, all right? Depending on how much you're getting paid. Like, let's just keep it a G.
Do you know how much servers make?
Oh, yeah, I know. They make shit. They get everything off tips.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit, honestly.
And like, people don't
That's tip. Lower than minimum wage.
They but don't tip. They don't tip. You're coming out to have a service, and you still don't tip.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why the shit is, you know,
But what
shitty.
If I can't tip?
Then why the fuck are you coming out?
Because I want to eat?
No. Take your ass to the grocery store then and make it yourself.
Nigga, the fuck? That's not good.
I do not agree with that. If you come out knowing that you cannot tip, knowing that you're going to ask me to go to that damn kitchen and get you 50 million goddamn refills.
I'm not going to I'm not gonna do napkins, all that. I'm not going to do
gonna
all that.
You're going to ask me for silverware. You're going to ask me for extra ketchup, other
okay,
sauces.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Come on
you're
now.
Right. You're right. You're
and
right.
You can't
there are people like that out there, so I have to take that into consideration as well. So you definitely got a point. You definitely got a point.
Awesome.
So to the people that can't tip
fast food
or just won't tip,
go get fast food. Go to McDonald's, go to Taco Bell.
No. I'm just saying if you're gonna go out there, don't give the people a hard fucking time, all right? Like, at least no. For the love of God,
I don't
least,
care just... if you ask me for literally nothing but order your shit on the menu and all that. The simple fact that I had to serve you,
you're still getting paid.
You can leave a dollar. You can leave a dollar. You can leave $2.
Leave something. But I feel like that's just demeaning. If I leave like $2, what
don't
the fuck you
wrong.
Gonna do with $2?
Yeah, nah.
Because if I can't leave $5, I'm gonna just be like, fuck it, I'm vibing. I'm out. Yeah.
Nah,
if I can't leave
crazy.
Anything over
that's
five,
crazy.
Like
that's
it
wild.
Is what it is.
That's wild.
That's just me. That's just my perspective view.
Nate,
that's
are you on the
like
same
that.
Type of time? Like, I need to understand.
No. I will tip. I have no problem with tipping if I have it. If I don't have it, I'm still going to go get my food because I'm paying for it.
So you're
going
to go to a restaurant. You're going to sit down.
No, I'm going to go to Krog Street, buy me something to eat. They're going to ask for a tip. I'm going to say no.
That's understandable. I'm talking about the people who go to a restaurant and sit down.
Oh, no. If we're sitting down, hell no.
Like, you're
definitely
getting served by a server.
No, I'm going to make sure I tip them because it's like, I understand that's a lot of work that you're doing.
Okay, now we
but,
on the same page.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, this man tripping.
I'm just saying, like, let's say if I'm just going out on like a solo date, like, it's just me. And I'm just getting something to eat, and my bill is like what, 16? Yeah, I'll tip. But if it's over 20, over 30, probably not.
But you ordered the food.
Oh my God.
Get me on my case right now.
Get your co-host.
What's funny is,
what are we doing?
I thought we was on the same page, and then you just
second.
Fucking got.
Yeah, for a second, we was on
said,
the same
fuck
page.
That page, nigga. Like. We off topic, bro. We just need to move on. Like, we was talking about experience at a fucking restaurant. Now we talking about tipping. Like, no. Dwight Howard is unbelievably gay, apparently.
Hey, you did not have to start out.
I got it from the Boondocks.
You did not.
Unbelievable. unbelievably gay. Oddly enough, in this situation, people like Boosie reacted pretty positively, which is unexpected from Boosie.
Shout out to my boy.
Yeah,
but then there's niggas that you would never even consider to have a say on this conversation, like Mace, who comes out.
What? Did he really?
How many times y'all say pause?
So wait a minute.
So he came out, he said, "We got to stop telling people I don't care what you do on your own time, because we do care. And women, we got to stop telling niggas what you do in your own personal time has nothing to do with me. It does matter. Those are the lies that are going on in society." Mace began.
Real shit, though.
"We tell people it don't matter, but behind your back, it matters. And that's what we got to first start off by saying. You hear..." Wait, what?
Now you said, "I got to lead in."
Okay, you hear whatever saying what people do in their bedroom. That's between them. Not necessarily true, but I understand. Oh, that's what the co-host is saying. That's what the co-host is saying. Okay. "Not necessarily true, but I understand you telling them it don't matter, but then it does matter. Anybody watching this knows it does matter." He continued by saying, "People will say it don't matter, but as soon as they find out it matters, so they going to out them. When it comes down to making money off the story, it matters. When it comes down to who dating you, it is going to matter. When it comes down to if you're going to be in the locker room with them, it matters." Okay, he's spitting. Hold up. I didn't know he was cooking like this. All right. Because to end that off, he says, "Because there's about 30 teams who didn't sign Dwight Howard because it matters." Damn.
And again, it's tough, that's though. Weird. And again,
what?
Men. Again, like, okay, what does it matter?
Okay,
what does
now,
it matter? I need to understand why it matters.
Now, let me be the devil's advocate.
Please. Play it out.
First off, Mace was spitting. All right, he was cooking like a motherfucker. All right, like he did that. But humans, because we're all human, everybody judges everybody.
True.
That's why. It's not about man, woman. We all judge people. And whether we want to admit it or not, subconsciously, you see, all right, for instance, let's say you're downtown and you're walking by yourself, or it's you and your homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
And you see three dudes walking up the street. Are you going to walk on the other side, or are you going to walk past them?
I'm going to walk past them.
Okay. Are you going to feel like, oh, I might be in a little bit of danger?
No. What the hell?
But guess what? You might not think that. Your homegirl could think that. Or not even them. Somebody else that is a random female in the same situation or same predicament doing the same things. So that it's a natural bodily thing. Like, we all judge like off at least the first 3 seconds, no matter if we want to admit it or not. We are all judgmental.
No,
that is human.
I can agree with that. But within that analogy, my thing is, you fail to realize that that also pulls into play that, like, men are naturally aggressive sometimes to women.
You're right.
So at the end of the day, I'm not crossing the street unless you acknowledge me first, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep on walking, but I'm going to be aware that you are there, because that's where you get caught lacking, when you're not aware of what's happening. So again, that goes back to the point, I don't care about you. That doesn't matter. What you got going on don't matter to me unless it affects me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing with him, what does it matter? Clearly it does matter. These niggas knew what was going on with Dwight Howard this whole time, and that's why apparently,
well, no, Dwight. No,
they just he just said that at the end.
Yeah,
of the
yeah. People didn't know it was released in court
teams.
Documents. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No, first of all, Dwight Howard is like old now. I don't think.
Not relevant news.
Yeah, I do think that, like, him not being signed to teams has a little bit to do with the fact that he's just not that good of a player anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's definitely. That's a part of it too.
Yeah,
but
that's just a part of life, though.
Is he
for real still playing?
No.
Oh, I was like,
I think that in this situation, Mace is spitting because It's like sometimes we got to look at the world for what it is and not what it should be. Yeah, sure, it's fucked up that people are judging him off of being, well, fucking with a dude. sure, it's fucked up, but it's like, I mean, people, like you said, people judge. That's how the world is. Though we don't like it, it's just how people are. That's, you know, what fuels people in a sense. Mm-hmm. So,
live in a perfect world.
Yeah, so we got to accept the good with the bad. And the bad is, hey, when we see a gay nigga, we laugh. Especially when he dunking on niggas.
Yo! Yo!
Hey, yo, shorty, like, you tell me, bruh, so when you slap my ass, like, was that...
was that on some gay shit? Like, let me know, was it? Did you like how it felt? Let me know.
Shout out to all my gay niggas, though.
Ray Pride.
Yeah, Ray Pride.
We love you so much.
Okay, so moving on to my favorite segment.
Oh, yes.
Tap in or tap out.
All right, don't judge me because I'm still getting used to this, so I might not do this as well.
Nah, you good.
With tap in, so I wish I had better topics for tap in or tap out, but I was kind of in a rush. So the first one, Elon Musk says cis is a heterosexual slur. Tap in or tap out?
I'm gonna go ahead and tap out.
I'm tapping in. Hell yes, because motherfucker, if I do not want to be called cis, I get it. I understand that is a term like in the fucking dictionary has a whole yes.
It is,
and it was a term that was coined in 2011. Wait, either 2011 or 2015.
Why is that so offensive? You just sat here and called somebody gay.
Okay, and.
Ain't that gay?
But
it's a term though. Like,
but
it's
nah,
a term
it's,
though.
It's
you're a cis.
But guess
you're
what?
A cis
but
man.
Guess what? But guess what? But guess what? If I have to respect your pronouns and call cis means like the gender you were assigned at birth. So basically, like
you're not trans?
Yeah, you're just a regular heterosexual man.
But trans would already like separate that from like
yeah,
but it's talking about not trans the like. The like a man, like literally
you,
just like a man,
being born as you as,
like a cis hetero man,
born as you are. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're a nigga, right? yeah, you got slapped on your ass. You came out with a dick. You said,
"I'm freaking bad."
Yeah, all right, cool. So yeah, if I do not want to be called that, please do not call me that. I just don't like it. Regardless of the fact, I don't have to have an underlining reason. I don't have to have anything built up and it be all this other bullshit that you want to sit here and say or make up or whatever the fuck. If I ask a certain individual or a person not to call me a cisgendered male, don't call me that. Just like if you were born a male, but you transitioned to a female and you want to be called a male. Yeah, I think it's a slur.
You really think it's a slur? I'm about to say.
Being annoyed by it, like I'm kind of annoyed by it, just hearing a definition. Like it just feels like it's useless.
But we could use it as a slur.
But a slur, that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of too far.
Bitch, you a sissy. Fuck it.
But you have to think the reason why they came up with it though is because in their community they have to clarify. It's a lot of clarification. So,
but when you just say I'm a trans man, if you trans and if you not, you just say I'm a man.
Thank you.
Like, wouldn't that be just like simple?
I don't know, because I feel like they have a lot of different definitions, dude. Like, they get into a lot of clarifying things, like.
Which, in all honesty, I can't agree. That is a point.
It's a lot that they get into within their community. We're not in that community because.
So, why are we subjected to their terminology then?
No. They want us to be subjected to their terminology.
Oh, okay.
But there is a large percentage of male and females, all right, especially black, that is not going for it, all right? I don't care. I didn't hear this for the past 20 fucking years. I'm not about to hear this shit within the last fucking 5. I don't give a fuck. No. That's how we feel, and that's how it fucking goes. Alright, no. Now, granted, I don't feel it's a slur, but I do feel it could be used as a slur, but even if it is, we wouldn't give a fuck, because it's so many other slurs. Like, honestly.
It can't be used as a slur.
And
like,
plus,
that is not
Elon
a slur.
Musk is, Elon Musk, he has autism, so, I I'm not. I'm. No dig. But all I'm saying is, he is very unhinged.
Yeah,
and
very
sometimes
much
so. He'll just say the first thing that comes to his.
That's head. Why, as soon as you said so, Elon Musk, yeah. I said, "Oh, I'm tapping
That's
out."
That's why I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just not gonna take that one too serious." Yeah, seriously. So it's like, bro,
it's not even Twitter.
Not
even
entertaining
mean,
that. But
X?
it was a good talking point.
You mean X?
Yeah, Twitter, motherfucker.
It's been like 15 years of Twitter, and you're gonna tell me it's gonna be called X now?
Like, We still calling it a little Twitter.
I tap out of it to being a heterosexual slur, obviously. Moving on, Jeezy is dropping two new albums called I Might Forgive. That's part one. And part two is But I Don't Forget.
Tap out.
Bro, you ain't... You not tap fucking out. With Jeezy,
no.
bro.
Tap out.
Had the rest of the yams at my auntie house.
Yeah. Nah, because it was ass. That's why.
Bro, I don't know Jeezy. About that.
That was not original, nigga.
Bro, Jeezy no. was a... He was a legend, bro. Come on.
I mean, he is.
Charlie Clips back in 08. This nigga was predictable. All right, it's fuck. That was some predictable ass shit. Nah, I ain't even trying to hear all that.
But that's saying that now, bro. Back then, it was fire. Like...
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, newsflash, I'm tapping out too.
Like, definitely tapping out.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Ain't
no one's checking
listening.
For him.
Yeah.
I'm checking for Ice-T before I check for Jeezy.
You said Ice-T?
Ice-Cube.
Oh.
Nigga, what?
Nigga.
I'm definitely
shit,
not.
Ice-T ain't dropping.
Nigga, well, psh.
And I feel I'm a little confused because I'm like, he was just in this whole relationship. Like, you were married, you just had a child. Like, how about you just focus on that?
No. Nah. Yeah. Now he about to drop an
and
album
now you're about to be divorced.
Talking about, is that true?
Wait, nigga.
For Jeezy, right?
But he married that Asian girl?
Yeah, that's the reason why, nigga. First of all, because she don't cook Southern food. That's why. All right, like he's tired of that shit. You saw? Wait. You see what happened? Hold on, no. Let me finish my statement, motherfucker. Hold on. Y'all clearly see, like once he stopped fucking with black bitches, this nigga started seeing here dancing and doing air boxing and shit like that, doing the crumping while he's nah, bro. This nigga got a healthy diet. I ain't mad at that. You know, get your mind clear and all that good shit. But nah, that bitch ain't for you. It's cool. You need to just come home to the black sisters,
dead.
My boy. Yes. Get you a melanated queen and you will be all good, my boy. Straight up.
That's crazy.
I don't care. I do care.
Exactly.
I care.
That's yeah. crazy.
I do care, but I don't care.
Either way, I'm tapping out. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
We all tapping out.
Now, I feel like, okay, anyways, Busta Rhymes is dropping a new album called Blockbuster. Tap in or tap out?
I will tap in. It's only because I like Busta.
I'll tap in is because only because I genuinely respect and I fuck with Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
What
and
was
he's
the last
the only
time he
one
dropped
that,
album, though?
Wait, he's one of the only... He's one of the only other... Shut up. He's one of the only other MCs. Like, one of the godfathers.
What is the last time you got an album? Like,
oh, shit,
I'm not saying that to be messed up, but when's the last time this man dropped an album?
But when's the last time you dropped an album, though? It's like, this nigga's still alive. Oh shit.
Okay. That's a real question, y'all. That wasn't me trying to be funny. Like, I'm curious. When did you drop an album, sir? Last time.
I'm pretty sure it's been like 10 years.
It gotta be.
Look, I cannot back up those claims. I don't know when he did or when he didn't. So I can't currently speak on that. But I will say Busta Rhymes is one of the original MCs, like truly one of the godfathers that has actually evolved with time. So, yeah.
I mean,
like he's kept up. He can keep up with these young niggas.
Okay, no. I agree, because he's been doing some features here and there. So I can agree with that. But to come out with your own album, though.
I'm going
to
still check it out.
I mean, I'm going to listen. I'm going to
give it a spin. Yeah, I'm going to give it at least one spin. It's only for the culture, though.
Yeah, but it's still just kind of like, you taking a risk. You taking a risk there, big guy. You really are.
I'm not even going to act like I give a fuck about this Busta Rhymes album, bro. I'm not even gonna sit here. I respect Busta Rhymes. I think he's one of the best, top five best rappers mm-hmm. of this past 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But I don't give a fuck about Busta Rhymes in 2023, bro. And I'm not even gonna act like I'm a hip hop head that I give a fuck.
Is it coming out in 2023 or coming out in 2024?
Yeah, it's coming out next month or this month actually now.
Oh wow!
In 3 weeks, about.
And
three
you're about to compete with Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj.
It's not a competition.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes kind of in his own like lane, yeah. I think.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying either way, the albums are dropping this month, and you're having to.
Nah, when it comes to like with the fans going digest though, it kind of is like you don't want to be. It's like with the UFC, like they don't want to compete with Gervonta Davis versus Ryan Garcia, so they going. Postpone their match or make it a little bit earlier because it's like at the end of the day,
it's not a competition, but it's still,
even though there's two different things, like they're still gonna be competing like with each other.
Exactly.
It also depends on the features that are gonna be on.
Oh, you think he got some good ones?
Sure, but if it's Buzz, I'm pretty sure.
He has some fire features.
Facts, yeah. It's like he knows how to make a hit.
He does.
This nigga's been in the. First of all.
Buzz is one of the one MCs that's been in the lab with Eminem. Eminem made him change his whole fucking verse. And you know
Eminem
was a monster back then. What? He's still a monster now. So, come on. Y'all gotta give that album at least one spin. I don't care if it's ass or whatever. Just because it's Buzz.
And I'm looking for it.
At least three songs on there that you're gonna like.
I'll look for it depending upon the features.
You know,
I want to see the features. I want to see who you got on the album, because I know he been rapping with some of the newer people that are coming in. So I'm like, huh.
The younger culture,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay.
Still, I don't care. So, Rhapsody reveals her special new album is finished. Tap in or tap out?
I don't really listen to Rhapsody, so I guess I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, big dog.
I hate to do you like that, baby girl, but I know you've been putting in a lot of work, and I respect you as a lyrical MC.
Not you trying to sugarcoat it.
No.
You were just talking about how, bro, she was so good.
Yeah, but I'm not checking for that album, bro.
So you're not tapping in for that?
Like, I respect you. Like, you, Raw Digga, like, all of y'all, like, oh my God, Salt and Pepper, like, I respect Spinderella, like the whole greats, especially when it comes down to the women lineup. But I'm not checking for that. That's like you asking me, you checking for Mary Mary when they drop another album?
Oh.
Like, I'm not checking for that. I think like 2000.
Please make that a sound. Make that a little sound bite for me.
They're touring on them same records, nigga.
They gonna have a sellout. wait, can I ask I'm gonna ask a side question. This just popped into my head. I'm gonna ask a side question.
Is this like tap in, tap out, or just a random question?
Just a random question, okay. Real quick. If Usher and R. Kelly have a concert, who's selling out?
Oh, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly before.
Listen, calm down.
Surviving R. Kelly.
We're not even talking about that. I'm just talking about R. Kelly musician. Jesus Christ, I can't talk. Just as an artist. I'm not talking about person. No, I'm talking about.
It's R. Kelly. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said too.
Yeah.
I said we're not talking about. We're not talking about Robert. We talking about R. Kelly. It was a hog tie for me. Okay, good. We on the same page. Good.
No, yeah. R. Kelly, besides the controversy and the...
Oh, yeah. Man, after controversy? Usher, but definitely.
Easily. But last topic on my list here, Joe Smith, who is a retired NBA player. His wife reveals that he left the home due to her starting OnlyFans. She says, quote, and you can elaborate a little bit more on this because you said something I didn't know about. You knew I was an adult video star when you met me. If I would do anything for my own survival, then what makes you think that would change?
You dirty bitch. That's all I can say about that. You dirty, low down bitch. First of all, you are married, ho. You're married. You're in a whole committed relationship to someone that has been taking care of you. Now, I peeped that video. I watched that video. Okay. Now, clearly, it sounds like you and Joe got some financial problems. Cool. You had to go, you know, you had to be a woman. You had to be like, all right, I'm going to help. I'm going to get my shit done. But you dirty ass, you could have said something.
You could have called that man. Husband at the end of the day.
You could have called that man and said, hey, babe. You know what I was before. Let me go show a titty real quick, but I'm going to pay the bills.
But her excuse is, I've had it in my LinkedIn, Twitter for a year.
I don't care.
It just shows how much he pays attention to his wife. First of all, how old is he?
It doesn't matter.
45, 55, around that range.
You are married.
No. Let me make this point. Trust me. He's not checking social media. 9 times out of 10, if he has a social media presence, it's somebody else running the shit. So, ma'am, especially since you are fucking him, you live with him, you lay with him. Mm. Right now, you fucking up. Mm. You fucking up completely.
That's why I said you low down.
Still, 48. This nigga's most likely not on social media like that. So,
at all. And at the end of the day, why are you not communicating with your husband? What's really going on now we gotta talk about y'all got relationship problems, like that's very clear. So to me, that's weird. You're weird. I don't care if you knew I was a porn star, girl. You weird ass bitches that be talking about Cheesecake Factory not a date, y'all probably one of those that would agree with that girl right there. Y'all would agree with her.
This would be a good segment. Yeah, I told you.
Go ahead. Number one, Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, yeah, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies, Your House.
What?
Hold on. Now let's pause.
I agree with Your House.
Yeah, let's pause on Your House.
I agree with
you. Now, if we're actually going on a date and you take me to your house, you just trying to fuck me. And you could have just said that from the beginning.
Yeah, straight up.
Anyways, going on. Any fast food chain, that's crazy because McDonald's really hit. You know what I mean? Like,
not for a first date.
Yeah, No.
Hear me out. You grab a McDonald's and you go into a drive-in movie theater. Anyways, she goes Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet,
what?
IHOP.
Hold on.
Hold on, it gets better. She goes, Denny's, the gym.
Okay, that's understandable.
Church.
The gym is understandable. Church is definitely understandable.
Starbucks, coffee dates.
Who the fuck is going to church on the first day?
Coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions.
Ice cream dates are fire.
Ice cream dates are definitely fire. Definitely fire.
Especially if you go to like the right one, not Brewster. Brewster's fire though.
We're not gonna sleep on Brewster's.
They're definitely played out.
Hey,
go to Jenny's.
You know what I mean?
Do your homework on Jenny's.
Let a nigga take me to Jenny's. You got money. You got money. Because Jenny's is expensive. Family functions, movie night. I feel like movie night. I agree with family functions. Oh, yeah. I should not be meeting your family on a first date. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, no. That's wild.
Like, at all.
They had movie night. I feel like that lumps into your house. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Let's pause on that.
Bitch.
Let's pause on that. The reason why I say let's pause on that is because you bitches are so low effort. You refuse to show a man that you are willing to put in effort for them. What is an hour drive? They probably gonna give you gas money. Let's be for real. If they really like you, they gonna give you gas money. They gonna pay for the dinner. They might even take you to get some dessert. Wait, I don't understand. You bitches are so low effort. That's crazy to me. Anyways, after that, they said bowling. again, you bitches are weird. Bowling is so much fucking fun. I'm competitive, so.
It's weird because, like, when I was growing up, I thought bowling was, like, the thing you do for
a friend. That's what you do. Like, I don't understand. After that, they said nightclubs. I agree.
Completely.
Hookah bar. I agree. Completely. A bar for just drinks. I don't agree with that. I feel like that is so intimate. That is so intimate.
Drinks, like, on a date. Moondogs or some shit.
Well, I don't know about Moondogs. Moondogs is low key like a bar club, but they got games in there. So maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah, that would actually be really fun. That'd be really fun. Waffle House. Okay. Now I'm not gonna hold you. I'm about 50-50 on that, because if you take me there on a first date and we see a fight and we bond over that, I'm cracking the fuck up. I'm cracking the fuck up, bro. I'm gonna be like, nigga, did you see that? I'm cracking. I'm gonna accept that. I don't care what nobody says about that one. And the last one,
I'm not taking no girl to no Waffle House for the first date. Like, we had to do something before that, and then I'll take you to Waffle House because that's the only thing open or something.
No, I agree, but sometimes I feel like, I guess for me, I have a different mentality. If you are putting in the effort, that is what it takes for me. You planned it. You put in the effort. I'm not even mad at you. Like, cool. You want to go to Waffle House? I like waffles. I like breakfast. Cool. Especially if you with a nigga who really, he not really trying to break the bank. I'm not mad at you about that. You know what I mean? Because, again, you're putting in effort. That's why I said you low effort ass bitches. At God least it's damn. Not
Denny's, too.
You know what I'm saying? If you take me to Denny's, you don't care about my stomach.
Yeah. Also, y'all do have to take in consideration that a lot of these dudes that y'all are going for, or at least the middle class, lower class, we work regular fucking jobs.
They're not drug dealers.
Just like you. You work a regular fucking job.
They're not drug dealers. They're not selling that shit on the corner. They don't got the buckets of money.
And even then, even if they were a drug dealer, you 9 times out of 10 would not hold him down if he got locked up.
Period.
So.
Because listen, I won't. You going to jail. Bye, Pookie.
Let's stop the cat.
The last one on there was sports events, and I disagree with this so. I disagree with that so fucking much.
Crazy person.
Exactly. I think that's one of the best. You take me to a football game?
Yeah.
Crazy first date. Let's get into it.
That's a little bit above what I would do, honestly. Like for a first date, like that's crazy.
That's too much for you?
For a first date?
Oh, I love it.
Let's be talking about
it. For like the third, fourth date.
I mean, yeah, but sometimes people do better. Sometimes people do better in social settings.
Yeah, like a college game, then yeah, maybe, but. When I heard sports events, I'm just immediately thinking NFL, NBA, shit like that.
You gonna do like a football game for a first date? I think that'd be dope.
College football game, maybe. High school football game, maybe.
Honestly, it just depends on how much the tickets.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. For me, I don't know. I guess first date, I just think of, at this point, we've probably been talking.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm like, hold on now. But no, for real, I feel like a first date, we've already been talking. We've been talking for what? At least a week minimum for first date?
Yeah, maybe.
At least.
No. Let's add adult time.
Okay. For the first date?
No.
You're tweaking out.
If you were genuinely interested in somebody, it's going to take a month to go on the first date?
All right. Let's say.
Unless your schedules don't align, then yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's why I said, let's say on adult time. Because realistically, you could have life that happens within that month.
Okay, I won't hold you, but a month.
For that.
A month?
That has happened with me before.
Nah.
Like, on a few occasions.
You got 2 weeks, nigga, max.
What happened?
To the point where you can.
You know what I mean? You got 2 weeks.
No. Me being transparent, I didn't have the money. And I knew I had to save up, and I also had to pay bills. So I'm like, if I know I can't go out and have a good time and actually spend what I want to spend and not have to worry about it.
Okay. All right. I need that that's time fair. Sometimes. That's fair. If you communicated that, that's
of
fair.
Of course.
That's
yes.
fair.
Yes.
That's
like,
fair.
It's still the first date. Like, it's still the first date. Like, there's so many things that you can.
Especially some free shit.
Yeah, like cheap shit, free shit. Just like show some initiative and bond.
I'm not even gonna lie. A walk through the park, you got me.
Okay, I mean, I ain't gonna lie though, but.
A walk through the park?
It is.
During the day. I'm saying, because I really, for me, I get antsy.
I feel like females not really going for that, bro. I ain't going.
Okay, and those are the ones who are looking for you to pay for things, though.
I mean, that,
like, real shit, true. If I'm dating you, I'm trying to get to know you, who you are as a person.
I'm trying to get to know your pockets.
I don't care about your pockets, because I can support my own pockets. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good on that. So for me, a walk in the park, if you as a man take the initiative to be like, hey, what you doing today? You want to come to the park? I'd be like, the park for what? And he'd be like, to walk. Let's go take a walk. Let's talk. I'm on the way. I'm already in the car. I'm going 90 on highway because I'm ready to be there. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel like all these things on this list is freaking wild to me. Y'all are wild not to all say.
Of them. I'm just going
to say. Oh, sorry. Not all of them. Some of them. I thought they it was a handful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a handful.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need the nigga list.
Oh, I got you.
I'm interested to hear this.
It's with Michael B. Jordan on the front. Men should not take on dates. One, single mothers. Two, women with a lot of tattoos. Three, women who dress provocatively. Four, sex workers. OF girls, corn stars, strippers, Instagram models, bottle girls, escorts, exotic dancers.
Wow. This is extensive.
Six, women with a large social media following. Seven, women with purple hair.
Hold on. Pause. This is Michael B. Jordan that made this list?
No. I said Michael B. Jordan is on. Like, he's literally like the picture. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, hold on, I'm confused.
I'm pretty sure Michael B. Jordan don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah. Hey, nigga, you had Lori Harvey.
Oh, jeez. Like, what? Like,
wait, but what's...
I know you're trying to get saved, bae.
I don't know. Starting off with a bang, single mothers is really crazy to me. That shit is crazy as fuck. Like, that. Damn. Okay.
Eight, women with promiscuous friends.
Mm.
Nine, women who travel alone regularly. I'm sorry. 10, women who drink a lot. Shit. Look, I'll be honest with you. That's
Whew. Especially when they don't know their limits and they always get fucked up.
When you finish a whole fucking bottle in one night.
Yeah, that's
good. And it's just you and one other person.
Okay, that's excessive. That's excessive. That's crazy.
That's the only reason why I have
that's wild out.
Like, tolerance, and I gotta stop drinking.
I gotta stop drinking. Anyways.
All right. 11. Women without fathers. That's what?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. 12. Women who party every weekend. I agree with that. Yeah. Like, sometimes you need to just chill the fuck out. Sit the fuck down. All right. 13. Women who were previously married. 14. Damn. Plus size. Unhealthy women.
All right, this list is getting crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I got, it's only two more.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I agree with that. And it's
no, it was just a petty list.
All the way off the list. Yeah, okay.
This has got to be a petty list.
This got to be petty.
Yeah, like, real spill. All right.
It's definitely niggas who are under 6 foot that made this list, for sure.
Facts.
The short kings definitely made this list. Light skinned short kings at that.
Yeah, that I mean. 15, women on dating apps.
True.
16, why is that true? Hold on.
Because dating apps are not the place to. Dating apps are not the place to, like, create genuine connections with people.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, it depends, bro, of course it depends, and that's, I knew you was gonna say that too, because, like, there's always situations.
That was my first real relationship off the table.
Exactly, and that's why I knew you was gonna say that. But
and also the second bitch.
There's always gonna be situations where people find they, you know, significant other on a dating app, but that's not the majority of people. It's actually a very small.
I feel like after 2020, after COVID, it is a majority of people. Let me just go ahead and tell you right now.
That's not true.
No, but it is, because talking to my friends and just being around not only just like women, but men as well, people don't try to talk to each other in public anymore.
Yeah.
If you with your people, you with your people.
Yeah, because people are socially awkward. Yeah.
Exactly. So again, the only way for me to meet people, even if I do go out socially, because again, in my head, I'm a woman. A man needs to approach me. What are you like approaching a man? That's crazy.
Look, I've been approached by women.
I know.
But that's even.
But that defeats the purpose of what the relationship that I would want, which is the man needs to lead. You need to be brave enough to come and talk to me. Why do you have to be, why does it always have to be social media? That's where I feel, but I do feel like you can make genuine connections on social media. You just have to dig through the dirt that is on there, the trash that is on there. That's how I feel about it. Like, I definitely think dating apps, that's crazy. Nah, I don't believe in that. Especially after COVID.
I think it's actually after COVID, it seemed like relationships has went further south than up north.
Very much so.
Real talk.
Because people are not, they're not meeting in person anymore. It's not social things where you can go to where you can really actually meet someone, or you're forced to blend with other people that you don't know. It's very much like, okay, we're going to go out, but we're not talking to nobody. We're not interacting with nobody.
I feel that, though. I'm like that. Yeah. Is that good? Is there another one?
Yeah, it's the last one. Divorcees.
Oh.
That's it.
I mean, that's the same as what?
Women that have previously.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the same as women who are previously.
You wouldn't date a divorcee? Yeah, I would. That's what I'm saying, though. Oh, okay. I thought you said you were a fucker.
Yeah, if she was the problem, then no. But
you wouldn't know that.
Until you wouldn't know until much later. I was going to say, you wouldn't even know that until way later that she was the problem.
And then you're like, damn, I'm about to divorce this bitch. She
a I get it now. I get why your husband left your ass. Like, okay. Probably.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been fun. I appreciate you for pulling up and being the guest co-host.
Of course. I think
the chemistry was good. I think the topics was good. I think the conversation was good. Check out all my social medias down below. Down below. And, yeah, new video coming soon on the Whiskey MMA channel. Bruh, tell me why I'm playing Apex, and I straight up just dominate this nigga. I get a message. He's like, nice aim by, and I'm going to report your name, because you know my name is Whiskey Dick. This nigga deadass reported my shit, and now forced me to change my shit. Like, now,
wait, are you for real?
Deadass. And it's like temp, like 5567. It's like temporary with numbers and shit. And
he went back multiple times and was reporting you.
Hey, to get a new name now. Like, fuck that guy.
Wait, what you play? Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation. That shit just died. But yeah, that, enough of that bullshit anyway. New video coming soon. New podcast. Yeah, new podcast coming soon too. On the Whiskey MMA channel. Yeah, that's it for me.
Follow my socials.
Everybody down below.
Yeah. We appreciate all of our loving supporters, fans. Without y'all, there would be no us. Again, we really do appreciate you, Ty, for, you know, showing your face and, you know, just blessing us with your presence and shit like that. Tell the people where they can follow you at.
Yeah. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. It's Ty, but it has 6 Y's. That's important. 6 Y's and an F. And that's me. 6. God damn.
This looks fuck.
It's not that long. Y'all so damn extra. But yeah, you'll see me back. This was fun.
Yes. And we